It is a political showdown, Florida versus Kamala Harris, a showdown between federal and state government, or perhaps two politicians looking to run for president of the United States. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish, and you know who my money's on here. The guy who actually got it right when it came to COVID. You know, Florida succeeded where so many states, California, Kamala's home turf, so many states had failed. Florida managed to stay open through most of the crisis, keep its economy open, keep its schools open. The kids actually went to school and learned. And despite having a very elderly population, you know what? That state had far fewer deaths when it came to COVID because they didn't do stupid things like send people with COVID into state nursing homes to recover, right? I'm talking about Governor Cuomo. Anyway, they got it right. Clearly got it right. Watch the governor of Florida right here.
That is an anti-science posture to say that we need all these restrictions, even with mass vaccination, because the numbers of the vaccines are better than the clinical trials were in terms of the effectiveness.
So Kamala Harris, she's making a little pit stop there, and the local media starts asking her about Governor DeSantis and his approach to COVID, the fact that he's opened up the whole state. And, you know, she doesn't quite know how to answer the question here. She wants to take the opportunity, right, to give him a dig. But here's the thing. She's going to have to work on her talking points because, again, you can't give the guy a dig when he actually got it right. Hear her right now responding to what the local media was asking her about Florida.
Governor DeSantis in Florida has rolled back the ability of cities and local governments to enforce their own COVID restrictions. Do you believe that that is a mistake? Is that too premature at this point of the pandemic?
I strongly believe that whatever rules, protocols, and procedures are put in place must be guided by the public health experts, period.
That's like an answer, no answer, right? I can't believe she missed that opportunity for a little dig. Well, she missed the opportunity because you can't give the guy a dig because what he actually did was pretty remarkable in the state of Florida. Compared, of course, to our federal government. I mean, they just listen to whatever Fauci says, and no matter how many times Fauci changes his mind, they're just going to continue to go with it, regardless of what they actually believe or what they personally do, right? Remember what I showed you yesterday? I want to show it to you again because we've got some pictures that you need to see because this is pretty much indicative of everything that's happening now in D.C. You know, they say one thing, they do another. Take a look at Joe and Jill hanging out outside. This is after they've gone to see former President Carter and his wife. And so they're wearing the mask outside. And yet inside, what do you know, when they're hanging out with some elderly people, they take the masks off. Like that makes any sense at all, right? It doesn't. It doesn't. You understand this is all about photo ops. They wanted the photo op with the Carters with no mask. And then they wanted the photo op for the TV cameras for all of America to see them walking outside the residence with the mask outside. I mean, none of it makes any sense. And yet when you talk about a state that does make sense, Kamala Harris, she gets all flustered. She doesn't quite know what to say. Mark my words, Governor DeSantis has a very big political future. If Donald Trump does not run in 2024, and I think he might be looking at running in 2024, but if he doesn't, Governor DeSantis is waiting in the wings. And let's just say he's going to have a little more success than Kamala Harris. Anyway, once again, the picture of hypocrisy there with those masks, it's going to be an interesting couple of years. Coming up next, one thing that could help the Democrats, one thing that could continue to help Kamala Harris, of course, is social media, right? There's a new ruling from big tech that's going to keep Trump off social media for the foreseeable future. What is this, North Korea? I'm on it. The tyranny of big tech. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. It has arrived. And sometimes I'm saying to myself, what is this, North Korea? Are we living in the former USSR? Apparently, we all work for the big guys. We all work for big tech because they're the ones that are calling the shots. And they're making their presence very well known. They're making their desires very well known. You've got the situation today. Donald Trump is still banned from Facebook and from Instagram because the Facebook Oversight Board has decided to do that. The Facebook Oversight Board, it's like their very own Supreme Court, just for Facebook. That's how crazy this is. I want you to see the Oversight Board. This is the group of people that decide what's acceptable in the Facebook community. And I'm telling you, you can't see that closely because it's small pictures, but this is like the perfect, perfect diverse board. I mean, you know, they've got something for everyone on there. So good for them. They've got the Oversight Board, this whole body that's sort of like a Supreme Court of Facebook in charge of Facebook's community guidelines. They've decided that former President Trump broke community standards, and so they will uphold their ban. They've decided the suspension remains in place for now. However, the board also did say that they'd review the whole thing, right? They want to treat him fairly, they said. So they're throwing an olive branch out there saying, given the seriousness of the violations and the ongoing risk of violence, Facebook was justified in suspending Mr. Trump's accounts on January 6th and extending that suspension on January 7th. You know, I will never condone violence. You know that. I'm about peaceful protest. So I didn't like January 6th either. But you know what I also really didn't like? I didn't like all of the violence that I saw over the summer and last spring. And as well, don't forget what we saw going into the Chauvin trial. Remember the scenes that we saw in Minneapolis? Do you remember all the violence there? Do you remember how they were throwing Molotov cocktails, how they were lighting things up? There was fire, there were mobs. They were very aggressive. There was looting, and somehow there was justification for it all. Remember the looting on Magnificent Mile in Chicago last summer? And somehow it was okay. It was okay. The woman who organized the thing, one of the BLM organizers, said, hey, it's reparations. Watch her.
If somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats, that makes sure that that person has clothes, that's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take, take it, because these businesses have insurance.
Businesses can pay for it. Businesses, they have insurance. They somehow think that that's the way the world works. And that's a sentiment that, by the way, is echoed right now in Washington, D.C., courtesy of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the rest of the team that wants to tax everyone to death and redistribute that to people that they think are deserving, maybe perhaps Democrat voters whom they believe deserve anything. This woman goes on to say, Ariel Atkins, they're going to get their money back, right? Via this looting. My people aren't getting anything. They're, meaning the insurance companies, are going to get their money back. You know what? I don't think that's ever right. I don't think you can ever justify looting. It's never right. And yet somehow, I guess this woman gets to stay in Facebook. I don't know. Does she have a Facebook account? I can tell you who does have a Facebook account. This woman right here. Let's go to Maxine Waters.
We're looking for a guilty verdict. We're looking for a guilty verdict. And we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd. If nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice.
Sounds like she's encouraging some pretty bad stuff, right? Which is what Facebook should have a problem with. The Oversight Board ruled that Donald Trump, quote, created an environment where a serious risk of violence was possible by continuing to post about the validity of the 2020 presidential election results. However, it said it was not appropriate for Facebook to impose the indeterminate and standardless penalty of indefinite suspension. So, hey, Mr. President, maybe you can come back to Facebook if you want. They say they're going to give it 6 months and then they're going to revisit it. All right, so they're sort of dangling that out there as a carrot. Meanwhile, former President Trump's like, forget about it. He just launched his own social media platform. He's got a blog called The Desk, and it's basically a page within his website that's dedicated to communicating to his followers, who are going to, interestingly, be able to then post his comments, post his images, post his videos. So they'll be able to get that out, assuming, of course, Facebook doesn't ban that, onto social media. president said that this platform will allow him to communicate directly with his audience. Since Twitter and Facebook have banned him from their platforms. Interestingly, I'm seeing anecdotally, it's already sort of getting shadow banned because I shared a story talking about that, how he has this new platform. And, you know, I get shared a lot of times on Facebook. I hope you're following me, by the way, on Facebook, at Real Trish Regan. And you can join the private group and support this show and get the first run version of the show with no commercials there on the private group, Trish Regan's private group. Anyway, it's seemingly already getting shadow banned. I mean, things get shared hundreds, if not thousands of times, but this one got shared like 8. Go figure. All right, coming up next. Why are we putting money, good money, after bad? Why are we about to give $4 billion to Latin America so their corrupt leaders can spend our hard-earned tax dollars? I don't think so, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. I'm on that one next. Okay, you got to hear this next one. Now, I really have heard it all. The Democrats have a big solution to the whole border crisis. Just bankroll Latin America with our taxpayer dollars. Why not, right? We got plenty of them, they say. They want to take $4 billion American taxpayer dollars and send it down to the Northern Triangle down there in Latin America so they can do a lot to help make things better, you know, fix the whole climate change thing. Check out this letter from House Democrats. Democrats calling there for Northern Triangle cash payments. Take a peek. They want $4 billion. I'm sorry. This is not okay. We work way too hard for our money. And this is not the solution to the border crisis. You just don't hand out American dollars like that. But Kamala Harris, well, she's getting pretty creative on all this. You heard me mention climate change. Because when you're in doubt and you're trying to figure out why is there this problem at the border, maybe it has something to do with me like advertising, come one, come all. Well, she, like I said, is getting creative. It's all about climate change. Watch.
So we want to help. Our administration wants to help. We want to pick back up the kind of work President Joe Biden started when he was vice president. We want to help people find hope at home. There are the long-standing issues, the root causes. And I'm thinking of corruption, violence, and poverty, the lack of economic opportunity, the lack of climate adaptation, and climate resilience.
Really? Really, climate adaptation, the lack of it. Climate resilience, that is the problem in Latin America. That's why they need $4 billion to fix the whole climate change thing. I would get back to the violence and the corruption if I were her, because that's actually really and truly the root cause. I've spent a lot of time covering a lot of different economies and political systems in Latin America. I can tell you, I can assure you, the biggest problem they have is their gravitation towards socialism and the corruption that brings with it. So the answer is not to give them more money, because that money's never going to go to the people that actually need it. You think you give money to the likes of Maduro, it's actually going to make its way to the people? No, he's going to buy more steak dinners, right? Remember Maduro and the steak dinner. Or, you know, think about Chavez, a socialist who has a very wealthy daughter, by the way. Think about the Castro kids out of Cuba, how wealthy they are. I'm telling you, you cannot trust the leadership there in Latin America. Therefore, you should never be giving them blank checks for climate change. I mean, the naivete is really quite stunning. And yet, I don't think it's entirely naivete. I think it's really about something else. They are trying to affect change with the people they want in power all over the world. This is not just a U.S. thing. Think about Janet Yellen saying how she wants a global tax, etc. They want to control the world, and they're going to do so with our money. It's really messed up. You know what else is messed up? The CIA these days, who's getting really, really woke. Wait till you see. I learned some new words. Wait till you see this commercial, and wait till you hear what Mike Pompeo had to say in response. That's next. Have you seen the latest CIA recruitment video?
I can change a diaper with one hand and console a crying toddler with the other. I am a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise.
Okay. There's a lot of big words in there. Like, A lot of big words. I mean, intersectional. That one I've heard before. I still don't really understand what it means. But the new one for me anyway, do you know what cisgender means? Probably not. Well, you know, I'm probably exposing myself for not being quite woke enough. The fact that I don't even know what that word means, I had to look it up. Cisgender, for those of you that want to know, according to Google, denotes or relates to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender corresponds with their birth sex. So apparently, she's telling us that by being cisgender, she's a woman who thinks she's a woman. Glad we cleared that up. I mean, great. Our CIA is going so woke. China must love it. Russia must love it. Because we're so distracted with whether or not we are really women or we're really men on any given day that we're not able to actually see the forest for the trees. We're not actually able to see what the problems are out there in the world, namely China. So this is a massive distraction. And look, I'm all for diversity in the CIA. I think it's very helpful because you want to have a lot of different perspectives. But the cisgender stuff, I'm sorry, that's just now it's pushing it. Now it's a distraction. Now it's no longer a benefit. Diversity should be a benefit, but not your central purpose. They want you to know it's our central purpose here in the new Biden CIA. Well, Mike Pompeo, he has a few things to say about that. He's coming out slamming it. I want you to see his tweet. He says, the collection of incredibly talented patriots serving America at the CIA is what makes it the best spy agency in the world, and we must continue to recruit the best and the brightest. We can't afford to risk our national security to appease some liberal woke agenda. Thank you very much, Secretary Pompeo. Again, eye on the ball, guys. Eye on the prize. Let's focus on what's actually going to matter, which is America's place in the world, which means let's continue to have the best darn economy. Let's let capitalism thrive. Let's be the United States of America, not get bogged down in all this nonsense, all this division that's tearing us apart, not get bogged down with socialist-style economic policies that are going to cost our country for generations to come while we give $4 billion to the likes of Latin America. This is messed up. You know, these ads, they were just launched. They were just launched, of course, in conjunction with the new administration there in Washington, D.C., and they get all kinds of ads talking about personal background struggles of all the new agents and talking about cisgender. I'm sorry, but I want a CIA that can function like a CIA. I want a CIA that's going to keep America safe for generations to come. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you tune in to trishintel.com. You can catch me there on Facebook. On Facebook, while you still can. I'm still there. President isn't. I'm still there. So I hope to see you there as well as on Twitter. And we have a private group now on Facebook, at Trish Regan's Facebook page. So I encourage you to check it out. And I'll be back here with you again tomorrow.